like trouble unless I've caused it. Watch out, world, because I'm shining brighter than ever. Life is a journey, not a competition. Diamonds aren't a girl's best friend. Champagne is. I'm no fool, but I don't mind acting like one.
Fake news I can handle. Fake people, not in this life.
Keep your standards high and your stilettos higher.
Hello, friends. Here we are again. It is the Unreal Housewives podcast with Nick and the Falling Over Malk. I am Malk.
And I am Nick, looking like I said to Steve that I look like 100 kinds of crap. And he kindly said, not 100, maybe 80. So that's a measure of a true friend that I wasn't, that he could say that. And I wasn't even insulted.
That's very true.
I'm sitting here in my active wear.
Yes.
Bunged a headband on because that helped a lot.
And you're looking very Dame-ish this point.
You reckon? You reckon?
Champagne Dame adjacent, can I say?
Can we not?
You're that close. But can we just, really, there's so much to talk about, Nick. I'm so glad that everyone has joined us. Glad that you're here. I just want to see how Gamble's doing.
Fuck you, Kyla.
That's pretty much the form of tonight and how everything is going to go. I'll just hang on. We'll see if Gamble, have you calmed down?
Fuck you, Kyla.
No, she hasn't, and she won't calm down all night. It is a massive night here on the Unreal Housewives of podcast. That's how big it is.
Yeah. We lost ourselves. We were a little lost until we got to like the last 15 minutes because just put it out there that this was an episode of filler, and then gold.
Do you want to know how much filler there was? I felt like you couldn't see any of the creases in Janet's face. That's
exactly
how much filler there was.
So much filler. Too much filler.
It was just
we're incredible. All watching just for one thing.
Oh, and turned out to be two things. But one thing that became two things. Hello to our friends on Instagram. We just want to welcome you here. We hope you've managed.
There we go.
Other way. This way.
Do you reckon by the end of the season, I'll get that right?
No. Not once. No. We need to get through all the quick business so that we can get into this and get to the actual stuff.
Indeed.
Right. Yeah. Welcome. This is the Unreal Housewives podcast with Nick and Malk. We're glad that you could be here. We are live on the Facebook and on the Instagrams. Nick, where can people find us if they're looking for us?
At the Unreal Housewives podcast on Instagram. Thank you to all our new followers. We're very happy about that. And on the Unreal Housewives podcast Facebook page.
Yes.
There we are. And on our individual Instas and Twitters, which are on the screen now.
Yes.
Come find us. Yeah.
We're so glad that you'd be here. Look, we've got friends popping up everywhere. We're glad that Christina could join us. She says to say hello. The wonderful Nikki has joined us as well. She's happy. And Danny has joined us again. It's fabulous. So much filler tonight, more than what I have in my face. The only good moments were Flangely leaving and Jackie's baby reveal, which, friends, we will get to because they really are the key moments. And, of course, filler. Have we talked about filler?
Fuck you, Kyla.
No, we haven't, but thanks for reminding us, Gamble.
That is as good as the GIF that I made, which if you haven't seen it, people,
I think it's GIF.
We don't know.
No,
it's GIF. Can it be GIF?
Well,
we had this discussion before.
I'm going to say GIF, but I'm going to make all my G's soft from now on.
That's a big commitment, right?
Well, it also might mean that it becomes angrily.
Angrily, I was just thinking about, which sort of sounds a bit like angrily, which is appropriate. But anyway, I love that little video that you've got there because it goes very well with my GIF.
Yes.
Thank you.
Nikki's giving props for the GIF, and we're glad that you could join us.
I'm quite up myself about it,
Friends, we're really happy. If you're watching us, thank you. If you're listening to us on the podcast, make sure you do swing by your favourite podcasting app. Give us a 5-star rating and a massive review because we would love to read it out loud because we're needy. Now, this week, we're straight into it, McLachlan. The question of the week?
The question of the week is, what if anything, have you ever, when have you been made a scapegoat?
Very timely. What a great question of the week that is.
That is a really good question of the week that I did not come up with.
talking about a message of superiority, which is a great word phrase that I'm working into my vernacular.
You know what? It started a bit, you know, not as great as a message of superiority. It started as a letter of authority, but I like message of superiority better.
Oh, I'm like, I cannot tell you how down I am with a letter of superiority. Message of superiority. It's so great.
Superiority. All right.
But let's get on with the show. Are you ready for the show, Gamble?
Fuck you, Kyla.
She's so ready. I cannot tell you how ready she is. Now, previously on the Real Housewives of Melbourne, we're the thing talking about them. Two queens agree to put on Jackie's baby shower, as well they should. Confidentially, the narcissist text message bites her in the ass. Kylie suggests to the narcissist that Janet broke into her apartment. I feel like we need to decode this for new viewers and listeners, but we'll get to that. Kylie v. Janet continues, and everyone is starting to wonder why the narcissist has ghosted them.
Where is Angeli?
Look, you know that they're trying to fill the episode out when they pick up right off the back end of last week's episode where nothing really happened. I mean, it's pretty amazing. The aftermath of the wellness day, we are still talking about the narcissist. And, of course, Kylie, look, in part, as I said last week, to her great credit, is trying to support and defend her friend Nick.
You know, look, but she's getting it wrong. So, for example, she pipes up and says, look, Angeli, she never said you were all fake. And I'm with Simone. I'm like, wait, yes, she did.
Simone isn't buying it at all, is she?
Simone isn't buying it at all. And you know, Simone just continues to go up in my estimation.
Yes, 100%. And importantly, nobody in the group believes that it's Gamble's fault.
No.
But that's not what Kylie / Kyla thinks.
Fuck you, Kyla.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be doing that all night.
Janet. Hope you're ready. It's so good. Janet was because Kyla was sort of saying that, you know, she'd been on the receiving end of the group and, you know, trying to say that she could understand what Angeli was going through because she'd been there and she'd been interrogated. And Janet's just, no, you weren't interrogated. You were called out. Queen.
Oh, it's very faux Mean Girls, you know?
It really like is, yeah.
It was not great. I did enjoy another great Gamble quote, that it was time for the narcissist to stop being a dick, basically. I mean, that's pretty straight up. I was surprised. I mean, it is only her first year, but Kylie, by the way, friends, quick decoding.
Yeah.
Kylie is Kyla. That's her original name. She changed it to suit her dameness. The narcissist is Angeli. And even though I haven't done it tonight, Gamble. We're all on the same page.
That one.
We're all together.
We can work with. I think they dragged on that whole segment a bit too much. Yeah. And then we go into the first massive filler segment.
Yes, God. Race, and, let's, can we just, I mean, we're off to Simone's place where I've got to say it is Ranger Central. Maybe she was dating the same guy that Princess Diana dated.
Look,
maybe Harry is James, a first cousin or a stepbrother.
But Helena and Spencer, hi, Helena and Spencer.
Helena and Spencer sounds like a girl I went to school with. Her name was Helena Spencer.
No, really?
For sure, 100%. 100%.
I loved the kids, and what I did find funny, that whole segment, apart from sitting there going, does this mean anything?
Yeah.
Simone, God love her, is a terrible actress. So she's trying to act all, you know,
busy,
natural.
Busy as mum.
Busy mum. But it was it was really awkward, and I felt for her. And the kids were rubbish actors as well. I mean, difficult.
I need to call you out there. Correct. Rubbish actors. Except that Spencer wasn't acting. Because he wasn't taking any of that shit, particularly when Janet called.
And he was like, say hello.
He's like, say hello to Janet. He's like,
No, you're right. I've got here. Stupid old pinkies. Spencer not feeling it, but Simone is rubbish at sounding natural.
Well, I thought it was interesting that Janet sort of played the older sister card to check in on how Simone was going. However, Janet's solution was, let's get pissed.
I love that Simone, because Simone is the least needy person in the whole show. She's just
and the busiest. She has an actual job to perform.
And so she gets invited out for a beverage with Big Sister Janet, and she's like, actually, I can't.
No, I can't. Got work to do. No. Got two kids.
Good on her. That really surprised me. Spreadsheets
open in my brain.
Really surprised me.
It really did.
And good on her.
And I just want to throw in, there are lots of people sharing lots of deep feelings about the narcissist in the comments. We will get to them shortly. I don't want to derail this whole program, but we can absolutely just include every one of your comments and talk about them at length.
Indeed.
Holy shit, the narcissist. What I am enjoying that was reinforced by Janet's call to Simone, and this was the only reason it was there, as far as I'm concerned, is that the OG housewives love Simone. Gam, Jackie, Janet, love.
Which
her.
Is the whole reason for that segment.
Yes.
Then we move on to the next filler segment.
Oh, God.
I'm always happy to see Ben.
Always, every time.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Christina has just commented. Can we?
All right, we'll bring this up now. We have to bring it up because we can't step away from it anymore. Christina has said she was listening to The Narcissist on TV Black Box, the podcast, and part of the broader family we're a part of, and she said, God, she played the pity me card.
Oh, my God, yes, she did. If for anyone who hasn't listened to it, go and listen to the TV Black Box podcast from Thursday,
this week.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, last week.
You only need to listen to the first 20 minutes. It was
if you can make it through.
Yeah,
and I'm usually on it. I wasn't on this week. Yeah. Goodness gracious! Could you imagine how the planets would have aligned if that had been a thing? Holy crap!
It was a very puffy piece about
I was softball, right? Like to get in beside Angeli was on the Ben Robin Robbo show that's run by Robin Dodd, who I'm business partners running a media empire within TV Black Box. I've never met the narcissist. Rob loves her, and that's totally fine. And he admitted that he hadn't seen much of the series with Angeli in it. He was pretty gentle with her, as you would expect friends to be.
Pretty gentle.
Goodness gracious. To say that she's an empath, and she was able to do that with a
straight
face.
She called herself an empath. Go and listen just for that.
I mean, to be fair.
Fuck you, Kyla.
If that could say Angeli, I'd be a whole lot better.
You can make that happen. Anyway, let's go back because we're at
Emma's Fair. Just quickly to round it out, can I listen to it and not projectile vomit? Probably not.
No, I had to pull over. I was driving while I was listening to it, and
it was pretty not great. Anyway, we're at podcast shoot that apparently you need a photo shoot for your podcast for one image. Friends, not true.
We haven't done that. We really need to get onto that.
Mate, this is as good as it gets. We've talked about this more than once.
It's so cute, the argument between Jackie and Ben over the term tight snatched. Now, I can see where Ben is coming from. Tight snatched, which I'm assuming is hyphenated, not actually a thing. Like, that's not a thing. Snatched, the way Jackie was using it, is a thing. Like, you know, if you want to look, but tight snatched, not so much. That's a Jackie-ism. Ben, also not wrong in the way that he is interpreting the words tight snatched. Can you just not speak the words without?
I know, I would have speak the words so many times. I'm just amazed that she tried to create that tight snatch was anything but your prim and proper vajaj.
In the States, I know a lot of the
you can get that procedure in Croatia.
Stop it.
You can get tight snatched.
But to say that you snatched is not, it's not that bad. Like, it just means you're looking hot.
But look, and I'm there. It's fine. Context, the big takeaway. Look, the big takeaway
the big
is
takeaway
exactly as Nikki has pointed out, love Ben, the unofficial eighth housewife. Everyone needs an adoring husband like him. And I've got to say, even me. I would love an adoring husband like Ben.
He loves her so much, and he's just all about how awesome she looks. And
spoilers, she got a great shot. It looks great on her podcast artwork.
Really does.
Someone paid for it. We didn't.
Yep.
We just stole, borrowed, co-opted the official housewife shot, and
yes,
that's the end of the story.
Yes, we did.
That's how that works.
let's move on to the most fillery segments. This one,
Melbourne.
I'm struggling to find a reason for this one because. So let's just rush through it quickly. We're at Cherry's house, having a cup of tea with Andre. Cherry's
Just weird Andre popping up.
Cherry's hiring a home organizer. This is where it gets weird because I've written here shameless plug upcoming.
Yes.
But not so much a shameless plug because we were never told the name of the home organizer.
All we heard was that her name was Chelsea and she's a declutterer.
We never got to see like the back of her shirt, which is normally where we see the, you know, the name.
Well, if you're operating at that level, you don't have a monogram shirt, Nick. Somebody recommends you and you turn up. It's like, what's the name from the Netflix series?
Made.
No, not Made. God. You know, the things that spark joy. What's the name?
Oh, yeah.
Marie Kondo.
Yeah.
Basically, it was very Marie Kondo.
It was
very, it was dull and it was boring. And the only thing that I learned out of it, please.
Yeah, the coat hanger thing? The coat hanger thing?
But then the best part was Cherry's walkout where it was like, I'm just going to turn them all around again. She doesn't want to get rid of any of the clothes.
I've heard that coat hanger thing before. I would last one day doing that. I'd be like, no, I cannot be bothered.
Well, the problem would be, honestly, that if you've got all those clothes, you're not going to wear them all in 6 weeks, right? It's just not really that many things. But you need those kinds of clothes when you're in the Housewives franchise because you just need an outfit to go and do a thing.
Yeah.
And to turn them all around the wrong way and then come back and say, oh, you haven't changed. You haven't obviously done these ones.
Well, so get rid of them. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would just totally be right. That's it. I've just gone through and turned them all back. I wore them all.
It was just, honestly, that was 5 minutes that I'm never getting back.
Yeah. Can we just stamp that segment with a big boring and move on?
Yeah. So, all right. So next.
Fuck you, Kyla.
Thanks, Deb.
Next, we are at the Raw Essentials tea ad. Shooting thereof.
Yes.
Janet's in hair and makeup.
It's the
great.
First sign that there are cracks. The first sign.
The ladies all start arriving.
Yes. Yep.
And ask the question. I wonder if Angelie's going to come.
Will the narcissist appear?
Yeah. So I'm just having here. Kyla and Janet had a moment. They had a moment.
They did. And I thought it was, probably well-timed. Okay, without being, you know, that guy, Janet is one that has managed to, I think, lower her defences and let Kyla back in a little because there's been another enemy, if this makes sense. Janet is very much a one bad person at a time kind of lady. And so it meant that there's a chance to rebuild some of the relationship ground that had been spoiled with tears on a beach and all those sorts of things.
And a good opportunity to do it. This is Janet's event, for whatever want of a better word. You know, it's a friendly environment. The toxicity that it has often been in the group has removed herself.
Yes. Can I just throw in a little bit of TV technical stuff? I thought it was interesting when they did their walk in and they all sat down on the couch and Janet very casually delivers her line and Jake walks in the background with the tea.
The
tea trolley that is making an absolute fucking racket.
drove me nuts. Why did he not
every part of that would have had to be like redone with, you know, vocals like audio cut after it. It would be a nightmare getting Janet to revoice that ad because she'd have to do it exactly the same in sync with her talking.
Yeah.
That really
bothered me. So
unusable. Danny rightly points out, where is the ad?
Yeah, I think Nikki says just above that they'll save it. We'll probably see the ad at some point in the next couple of episodes. Teasing it out.
Like, all we know is this, the important part in that whole segment at wherever they were filming it, the narcissist didn't show up and Janet and Kyla were being nice to each other.
And they had a moment. I did love that Janet liquored up all the girls. And she's not wrong. Like,
I loved, there was a lot to love about it. Like, poor Tov, the director, he wasn't in charge, like, from day one. He was not in charge. Gam Gam was there to overreact for everybody.
Yes,
she was going to overact and do everything. Kylie pointed out everyone was too sober. And why was Jackie calling action?
I don't know. I think maybe it just sort of slipped out. You know, she's in, I don't know.
She's in boss mode. That's all I've got to tell you. Get out of the way. There'll be lots of audio pickups. And this was interesting because Cherry thinks the narcissist might turn up and surprise everyone. Nope.
No, she won't. That did not happen. Under what circumstances did I... God love Cherry, but
yes,
she's perpetually optimistic about things working out.
I'm not sure that's the word I'd use for it, but it's a fair way to describe it. I thought was lovely was Gamble's fury for Janet. Right. Everyone else had turned up. And Gamble's like, this is not cool. You turn up. Everybody is a part of this. You need to be a part of this.
We talked last week about the fact that, you know, for someone who bangs on about how professional she is and, her, you know, her whole career has been in TV, she is clearly the least professional of this cast by a long way.
Yeah.
It's unforgivable.
I just cannot. There is so much that I cannot. Mm. But let's leave the T-ad, thankfully, because that's all we've got time for.
Let's go to the beach.
And can we have some more filler? And we're off to basically see Gamble film her new video clip for her song that's coming out. She's got Pete, the director, so he knows that she's going to be just a nutter. And it basically becomes a mess the dress situation. Go and walk in the ocean.
Here's what I want to know. Had this been teased at all? Because I felt like it just came out of nowhere.
Massive surprise. Gamble's got a song. Here's the film clip. We're filming it.
I
don't even know there'll be a payoff. I don't even know if later in the season we're going to get to see the film clip or hear the song.
Right?
I mean, Danny is right. This is the thing about our great Gam. She looked stunning, right? Even as she was changing on the beach in front of them.
That's why we love her. Like, she doesn't care. She gives zero fucks about. No one was down there. And as she pointed out, it was cold as fuck, Pete.
Poor Pete. Again, Tov, Pete, these guys, mate. I don't know if they're real directors or they're just pulled from central casting. Those guys, I don't know how much they paid them for a day's work. It wasn't enough.
I hope that's paid them well. Thing.
Now, we just need to prepare ourselves, McLachlan, because we're stepping into some pretty serious territory.
It's highlighted. Look, highlighted.
Geez. You really laid it in. Well, friends who have been looking forward to clips, I mean, other than this one.
Fuck you, Kyla.
There are clips are about to start. The thruple catches up. And as it turns out, for the last time, Nick McLachlan.
Oh, thank God.
It is our first sighting of the narcissist this episode.
Yeah, there's this episode. So the first thing that really got to me, the first thing that I've got highlighted is when she said in her confessional, you know, I'm going to go out and meet up with them and find out what the hell they get that's good from this group. It's so cruel. It's so rude.
She thinks she is above. Somebody said this. Look, now I'm going to start scrolling through the comments because there were some absolute crackers dropped.
Here we go.
This was brilliant from Emma. I'm going to read this one out. Angela was happy to film these nothing scenes with Kylie and Cherry where they just let her talk shit and attack the others, but she had no balls to go and film scenes with any of the others who would run rings around her and call out her BS. Emma, I mean, that's almost standing applause territory. That's what that is.
It really is.
You know, it was just everything about this conversation from the narcissist's point of view, as far as the stuff that she said, was just.
She goes on to, it was just a slew. There's a word that's not used enough. A slew of insults.
Cherry tells her, you got to show up.
Yeah, that's right. And this is where we see Cherry, I think, you know, playing both sides to a certain extent. And I don't blame her. Like, Cherry, I think, really wants to be part of the bigger group. Like, I think the theory, in theory, she really wants to be there, but there's a part of her that, you know, still feels loyal to Angelie. So I get that. And she referred to, Kyla referred to Janet and, you know, how she boxed with her and thought it was hilarious that she said, you know, you don't want to ruin all your work. And Angelie's response to that was that she's more toxic than Chernobyl. Rude.
Look, here, this, and again, Nikki's absolutely smashed this. This irritated me so much because the narcissist is so quick to throw grenades, but doesn't stick around to see what she hit. All bark and no bite. Yeah. I'm going to say a couple of big words in the middle of this, Nick McLachlan.
Okay.
Coward. She's a coward. Oh. Because she is willing to make all these massive claims, say that she's above it, and just leave like I'm the victim. Mate,
and you know what?
If we go through and do a supercut on this entire series so far, the victim is everyone that you have thrown your magical little one-liners at, where you have just been vicious and horrendous and an absolute cow.
Yeah, look, I think there's no love for Kyla on this podcast, but to give credit where credit's due.
And no love for who?
Kylie.
Fuck you, Kyla.
Exactly.
Fuck you, Kyla.
Well, hang on. Now we get
fuck you, Kyla.
Triple get.
She does face the music. You know, I feel like there is a part of me that admires her because she will say what she needs to say. She'll say it in front of everyone.
Yep.
And, you know, and she'll take the heat for it. So I admire that about her.
Oh, look, it was interesting because Kylie tells the narcissist that she should come back and respond to the ladies. You know, I mean, finally, I think Kylie's A, following the producer's directions, and B, understanding that the conflict has to be in the whole group because that's where it all is. However, this allows the narcissist to unload her hate, and it is nothing more, nothing less than that, her hate on Janet, Gamble and Simone. And I thought it was interesting that she sidesteps Jackie completely, and I wrote just as bloody well. Because let me tell you,
yeah,
if she unloaded on
we'd
her,
be after you.
Coming at you. More
some
than
of her insults were like they were so. Again, I'm going to say cruel. A fax machine would laugh at how irrelevant Simone is.
Yep.
I mean, that would be a really clever insult if it was directed appropriately.
Yes.
But
Nick, that's true, but I guess she meaning that Kylie really wants to peddle those champagne classes. Angeli has absolutely nothing to plug.
No, that's true.
Danny points out, imagine Andrea, Flangeli, and Gina going head-to-head.
That's
a series in themselves.
Really? I would love to see. I think I said it before, Angeli and Gina head-to-head. I think that would be great.
I don't get, just quietly, where the narcissist gets off. A, bringing up the very made-up allegation about Janet breaking into her apartment.
Oh, my God.
Right? That's not a thing. But the Cherry thinks it's the biggest scandal ever.
Scandal of the whole. I've sort of said a bit further along, I think, that I'm starting to feel like Cherry maybe doesn't believe it, but she's
going along with her
friend. Going along with it. Yeah, that's right.
But then there's the whole conversation where the narcissist talks about that the cameras only reveal that the narcissist went in and out. Now, I don't want to break it to you. That's selective at very best. And what?
When she said, we've jumped ahead a bit, but when Angeli says that she's got cameras outside her front door, and yes, Danny of the display apartment. She's got cameras there and they didn't pick up anyone except her going in or out.
Yep.
Isn't that just saying that Janet definitely did not break in? Like, isn't that just confirming that?
Well, this is the thing. That's exactly it. And it basically confirms that the narcissist has made up this complete allegation that, like, so if Janet's going around saying, I've been in her apartment and seen stuff, I mean, Janet's either making it up or she was let in there or whatever. You don't break into these apartments, people. I just want to reinforce this. Like,
I still think this has been cooked up between Kyla and Angeli, the whole breaking in thing.
The narcissist attempts
to
cover herself in glory. Even Cherry manages to throw in some backhanded compliments. I wrote down here, the narcissist needs to turn up, have it out, and fuck right off.
Yes, she does. I mean, some of the things you've got Janet and
the table, Zoe. This is the first time we've had Zoe on the show.
Oh, hello,
the narcissist prides herself on being a top prides herself on being a top journalist, but evidently couldn't be bothered to research a TV show she signed a contract to appear on. And Zoe, this just warms my dear little housewife shriveled heart. Fucking moron. Spelt correctly, too.
If you spelled it completely correctly. Yeah.
That's when you know people are losing their shit when the fuckings come out.
Yeah.
The fucking.
I was thinking of, like, going back through my notes for the whole season and pulling out all the insults that Anjali has delivered and posting them on our Instagram and saying,
you would like, need inviting her,
you know? No, we'd, you I'd have to do priest. It as an Instagram story because there'd just be too many. Things like you've got Janet and Gamble insane and Simone inane. Like, it's just –
Everything. We all need to take a holy shower after this and just kind of wash that girl right out of her hair. When we come back to the brown cow, and I thought how apt that this conversation is happening at the brown cow.
Yeah.
How now, narcissist? Kylie thinks that the narcissist should be at the baby shower, but the narcissist feels that well has been poisoned. And I just wrote, what an absolute coward. So for those that missed it, or for those that are playing catch up, here's how that conversation went.
Come on, Anjali. Don't let them get to you. Stand up to these ladies.
The girls want to hear your side of the story.
Yeah, they really do.
If they can hear it from you, no. No, 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 no.
Oh, my God.
I think Anjali's struggled because she hasn't let the girls in. There's no going back for her.
I just don't want to be around those people. Other than you two and Jackie, they are not for me. These people that to me are deranged and not in a fun way. I'm actually finding myself really jealous over anybody who hasn't met them.
I have to say there is part of me that feels quite surprised that she is missing her opportunity to use her voice to explain exactly how she feels face to face.
But that doesn't mean that you and I can't continue to nurture potential friendships and relationships. And I hope you understand that.
You know, and go with that. We've had moments where we've had a lot of fun. I don't feel like it's always toxic. There are moments of, you know, when we do have fun and there is lightness.
There's something about this group, obviously, that Kyla and Cherry get. Something positive. I have no idea what that is. And I'm out. Leaving this group, that is my decision and my decision alone. And I'm taking it. I am taking it. You don't deserve my explanations. You don't deserve my words. You don't deserve my presence. I am leaving. And I can't wait to get away from these people.
Coward.
What did you text me? Too bad, so sad.
Yeah, fuck off. After lengthy conversations with the producer, again, I just wish that we had Gamble.
Fuck you, Kyla.
And I just look, this it's a very important moment. Before we move on in the show, we need to do this. Nick McLachlan, I've been waiting to do this for some time. For those that are on
Kyla.
Oh, sorry, Gamble popped
calm down.
I know, it's a little bit too much. For those that get to see us, we've got a lovely overlay that has got the title across the top and the seven housewives across the bottom. They're lovely headshots from that magical, you know, hero shot. It is time officially to replace the overlay, Nick. And I'd like you to describe what happens when I do this.
It's so... how much fun was it when you did that? So for people who cannot see this, Steve has used the draw tool. The draw tool.
That's the technical explanation.
Yeah. And just scribbled Anjali's face out. A bright red, obviously. It's fantastic.
So from here on in, I'm not reshifting, I'm not tidying up. This is what it looks like. We've got our six remaining housewives. Like
yeah,
100%. And the never shall be spoken of again, narcissist housewife.
It's perfect.
Just get to move on.
It's perfect.
I don't want to be around those people. She finally acknowledges Jackie. Poor butterfly. Look, there's the sun. Fuck off into it.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass.
Sizable, short.
I do think though. So I've written down what she said. You don't deserve my explanations. You don't deserve my words. You don't deserve my presence. I'm leaving, and I can't wait to get away from these people. I'm going to blow that up and put it up on my notice board. So for when my children are irritating me, I'm just going to hold it.
Yep, 100%. And look, I've got to say to you at this point that there's a lot that we don't deserve when it comes to that. But I just need to remind you that there's one other person who couldn't get away, and we need to just RIP.
I know
Figaro.
I would love to see Figaro just in the hero lineup at the bottom, but just it would be inappropriate.
Put Figaro down in place.
Yes.
God, that would be amazing. That would be amazing. Anyway, we've got through the most difficult part of the show.
Yes,
Time for the best part of the show. Nikki Kirkham has suggested, can we replace the narcissist headshot with Ben? Look, Nikki, as much as I would love to do that, he is unofficial. So until he is officially an Unreal Housewife,
which is the same reason we can't put Figaro up there. So.
Wolfie, right? It's just the rules are. Now, the thing that I just want to reinforce, it was Chica and Janet that were responsible for Jackie's baby shower. if we were to break up the percentages, how much do you think Janet did?
Like 2/3 of jack shit is what Janet did.
I think you're being generous. I think she arranged the seating on the spot when everyone turned up, and that was it. Now, I do want to be polite and say that Chica is a queen, and we think she's absolutely stunning. How much of it do you think Chica actually organised?
Look,
she owns an empire that would have done it all for her.
Yes, but she had to make the decisions. She would have had to say the theme is going to be clouds.
Here's the concept.
Deliver. The concept.
She blew up not a balloon. She pegged up not a baby outfit.
No. But she said, I want onesies and I want little cloud sugar cookies. And also, can we just give a moment for baby's breath? Because only Chica could make baby's breath stylish.
Mate, and she did a great job of it.
And she did
Nikki's
a lot.
Nikki's right.
Yeah.
Chica probably paid for it, but then Elijah reminds us correctly, Brucey did it. So I tell you who didn't do it in that family.
Oh, who could that be?
Daughter.
Francesca.
That girl. Jeepers creepers. We haven't heard from Flemington in a while either, have we? Is she all right? Do you think that Kiri's looking after her?
I think only Kiri's looking after her.
Clearly not checked out. It's a Chica triumph. There are clouds. There's balloons. It looks incredible.
There's bunnies.
Simone and Gam Gam show with great presents.
Excellent presents.
And then Cherry and Kylie.
Fuck you, Kyla.
Turn up with presents and news. There will be no more narcissist.
Shame.
Whatever, let's get Janet pissed. Move on. Everyone, that's the end of that. Jackie's really excited, and rightly so.
Did you notice Kyla saying, I'm not willing to speak about someone when she's not here? And I'm like, wait, did you miss the whole concept of this show?
Oh, mate, not only did you miss the whole concept of this show, did you misunderstand what your role is in this show?
Exactly. Jackie did sum it up nicely when she said, if Angela doesn't want to shine it up, she can shine it off.
Yes, look, well, in fact, let's hear it from the very lady herself.
Seeing someone.
We are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to go, Kyla? I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but we caught up with Anjali and she's made the decision that she doesn't want to be part of the group, that she doesn't feel comfortable, and that we won't be seeing Anjali again. I'm sorry, Jackie.
Like ever?
Yeah, she won't be hanging out with us as a group moving forward.
She has made a very clear and bold statement. She has nothing to do with any of us ladies. To me, that's shocking.
So she didn't want to give us a chance, in other words?
It didn't feel right for her.
That's the thing that's hurtful, I believe.
And I have to say with you, Jackie, she was very fond of you, and I'm sure that if she was given the opportunity, she would reach out to you.
Us three are probably she's probably not that fond of us.
It is what it is.
You know, it feels weird to have somebody remove themselves and not have any resolution with any of the girls other than Cherry and Kyla.
So great. The last thing we hear from Anjali is that we're all fake
and boring.
And
Let's not twist the words again,
she's
Gamble.
Never been so bored in her
Let's
life.
Let's not twist the words again. Twisting
it's
was
not
the...
twist. It's yeah. in twisting. It's in...
She
twisting
did write that.
She did put it's that in writing.
Whoa. Not attending someone's baby shower doesn't get any lower.
I'm not willing to speak about someone else if she's not
well,
here.
Well, she's not given herself that opportunity to come back and do that. And that, look at us, look at us. We're all into finding now.
I think a lot of the girls in the group are really shocked right now. I thought that we were in a group of women who could hold their own and you can come back and you can take it no matter what. And she's chosen not to do that. And I think it's a pretty big call and one that we didn't see coming at all.
So she's really not coming back?
This is it. She's just out.
This is about Jackie's baby shower. Nothing else. Any tensions in the group up until this point are irrelevant. Please leave them at the door.
Jizzed out, Jackie?
What?
She's jizzed out.
Is that what she said?
That's what I thought she said. So far, friends, catching up tonight, Jackie talks about being tight-snatched. A procedure you can have on the continent. And she talked about the fact that the narcissist jizzed out.
Yeah.
Also, can I just point out that Kylie...
Fuck you, Kyla.
...told us that she doesn't want to talk about anybody who's not there. Can we just please, everyone, sear that comment into our memories for the next three episodes because you know that's fucking bullshit.
That's all she's going to be doing.
That is... Oh. More than all that she's given, it's the only thing she's going to be doing. Anyway.
You know what just a little irritation is that like sometimes I wish they would just break the fourth wall because they keep saying, you know, she's leaving the group, she's not coming back. I wish they'd just say she's not going to be a housewife anymore. Just say it. They do in the other franchises sometimes. They just let it slip. I feel like, just say it.
Right?
Stop talking about the group. Yes.
I've just had a really great idea. So our question of the week, Nick McLachlan, is...
Mm-mm. When have you been a scapegoat?
So we'd love for people to throw into the comments, tell us about when they've been a scapegoat. I've got an alternate question of the week. Are mm-hmm. you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to give us best new mum advice. What's the best or worst advice that you've got for a new mum? Because, of course, Jackie's now... with Bub, and we're about to talk about how many Bubs. But before all of this really kicked off, Jackie was getting some advice and she was reminded to look at her toes now because she won't see her toes again. That's... And then I can't remember who it was, but look at your vagina because you won't see your vagina.
I actually think
again.
That was Kyla.
Hang on, who was it?
I think it was Kylie.
Fuck you, Kyla.
I mean... Gamble doesn't lie.
I could be wrong. I don't know.
You surely could have seen that one coming from the run-up.
Yeah, I really did. I'll cut. Yeah, there you go. Emma's right.
Gam's eye roll was everything.
Her face, all her facial expressions were fantastic.
When Cherry says, "We've got each other," kind of felt a little hollow. I got to tell you. Oh, Emma's making some really clear statements about why Kylie might have pointed out that say goodbye to your vagina. Did some damage on the way out.
Stop saying snatch because it's,
tight snatched and it's about looking on fleek, apparently.
Okay.
I mean,
let's just talk about the book.
The fanciest baby shower I have ever seen in my life. It is the fanciest baby shower ever.
It was pretty fancy. And Janet's running a book, which we knew would happen. That right there was her contribution.
Well, you ready for this? These are the highlights for mine. Chica was super confident it's two girls. Grandma Lana wants a pigeon pair. And Gam Gam guesses it'll be two babies. I mean, she falls straight into the mog territory there because that's the kind of stupid thing that I would say. I'm loving
but
this.
I wrote them all out, and only one person had it right, and that was Cherry.
I fancy that. I mean,
spoiler alert.
Well, I don't know. We haven't said what yet, but Cherry was the only one that knew.
Cherry was the only one that got it right. Mm.
Jackie doesn't yet know, and importantly, I think she's got good perspective on it. She just wants happy, healthy ones. I mean, who doesn't want happy, healthy kids?
And I was interested that Ben apparently knows, because sometimes the gender reveal.
Also, we're going to feel the cannons.
Yeah, but like sometimes I don't want to break it, Tina.
This is the problem, Nick McLachlan. I just want to point out to friends who are only joining us this season. At the end of last season, Nick and I pitched a reality show that was about Ben and Jackie having a family, and just cameras following them as they settled into their new life and doing all of those sorts of things. That is still copyright Nick and Malk, Foxtel.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'd love to talk to you. All we want is producer credits and that's a shit ton of money backed up to our houses. I honestly think that's Wentworth is finished. There's your big new show. Jackie and Ben being parents, coping with twins, how they get on with life.
Well, we've even got the name Shine It Up with Jackie and Ben.
What? Oh my God.
It's
look, Ben knows that's how, and then the cannons will tell us that's what's going to happen. I'm not a fan of gender reveals, but I'm ready to be sucked in for this one.
Same. Then, I'm not a fan of gender reveals, but I was all in.
We're into the shower, and tell us, Nick, what colour was the very expensive glitter that was fired out of those two cannons?
There was a shit ton of blue glitter that came down, and it was beautiful.
So no pink glitter. No pink glitter.
Look, I've got goosebumps just saying it. So boy.
And can I say that the heavenly kind of cloud kind of vibe that was a baby shower, covered in that blue glitter, a masterstroke. Like it really,
it
gave it the touch of colour that it needed. Well played, Chica, because it meant that all of this nice sort of white and cream and colours and things, it was very dry, beautiful and dry, but then that touch of blue confetti made it look amazing. Oh,
it was gorgeous. And God love Jackie, you know.
And by touch, a truckload.
A lot. Jackie was
a lot of confetti.
Fucking over the moon, F-U-C-K-E-N.
Yes.
Fucking over the moon.
We're having two boys. Everyone
two
is
little
stoked.
Bens.
Oh, two little, well, little Vlad and Rasputin still to come out. That's what we're keen on.
Well, Jackie posted tonight on her Instagram that she's definitely going to be announcing the names on her podcast this week.
Oh, thank God. I've got to say, it's been killing me.
Yeah.
It really has been. I did notice there was a fair bit of housewife activity on the old tweets tonight, particularly from Janet and Simone. Yeah, and then there was a retweet of our beloved Jackie at 4:02 this morning. Not really complaining, but just mentioning the old 4 a.m. feed with twins, which to me just sounds like a sex move with Ben, but I know that's what she was talking about. It was the actual babies.
It could be as well.
Hopefully not at the same time. If they were worried about having a dent in one of their heads, they don't need to have any of that happening. It was deeply exciting and wonderfully encouraging to see every one of the housewives.
They were so happy for
Jackie,
her.
Embracing Jackie, being happy for her, to have Lana, her mum, be so stoked and work out that she's now going to have five grandsons. Poor woman. Jackie's first thoughts? Can you remember? I got the quote, I wrote it down.
Oh, I just had fucking over the moon.
There can be only one queen in the house.
One queen. She's not wrong.
No, God, no. And Ben knows it. In fact, he knows he's gone from second place to a distant fifth.
Oh, he's a long way out now.
I mean, there's got
honestly,
to be an animal in between the twins.
Lana is going to be well ahead of him for a good while. My guess is that she's moving in, or she's moved in.
Yep.
Because, you know, WOG. So, and I speak
there's no
as
question.
A WOG.
Yeah. First person, it's definitely a thing. Janet doesn't give a shit about the narcissist now that we all know. And what's
she's like, Angela who?
Now, but look, this was the golden part. Somebody put one of the gift bunnies into the spare chair left by the narcissist's absence. And here's where I'm not sure entirely if Chica was playing, but if she did, she was playing it brilliantly. She just casually asked about the chair and why it's empty and stuff.
She
got tapped on the shoulder, right? A producer said you need to ask about it, Chica.
But Kyla's response here, I thought, was really weird. So Chica wants
the deets. Fuck you, Kyla.
Yep.
Chica wants the deets, and I've got here weirdly. Kyla asks, "Well, why did she leave?" As if,
shall we let the woman try and defend
herself? Why did she leave? You know.
Just ask a question because I feel like it's a bit of a weird scenario and I don't know what's going on here, but it does seem weird that we've got one chair empty.
I mean, honestly, Jesus Christ, this again? Just shut up.
Mm. I'm a scapegoat.
You are?
Just so you know.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Have you done something?
We had somebody new in our group.
Why did she leave?
I don't know, you tell me.
First of all, to call us all fake, but second of all, to be scared to attend a baby shower.
But she sent a letter of superiority to me.
Oh.
That we were all boring.
Oh, tell the whole story.
Read the text.
What did you say to her?
What did I say to her?
Did you call her stupid? Did you call her a moron? Did you tell her she wasn't welcome in the group?
God love you, Chica. You didn't know what you were getting yourself into. Don't you remember the group back in the day?
You've lost my support. I've spent so much time supporting you. I've done nothing but doing that.
I'll support you too.
But I've had enough of you now. No, you have not. You've been absolutely absurd with me. No.
I will support you, but let's be honest.
No, you are not. Let's be honest.
Let's be honest.
Your version of the truth is distorted, okay?
Fuck you, Kyla.
You heard it firsthand, people. There it is. Your version of the truth is distorted.
Fuck you, Kyla.
Bang on, Gam Gam. You know how to bring that one home.
Just
quietly, how much of a hard day has Cherry had in those master interviews? One tit's about to fall out. And two, like, the eye roll and the very serious, Jesus Christ, do we have to talk about this again?
That
would be the only thing you talk about for the next 6 months.
But again, that says to me, the fact that she said that says to me that she's sort of erring on stepping away from being fully supportive of Angeline.
Oh, look, to be fair, I think Cherry's over it. I think Cherry came into it knowing that what the housewives were, but not expecting this level of complete bullshit had to absolutely deal with, just because she honestly chose to side with, you know, the narcissist.
Can we also, the thing that really bugged me about what Kyla said is, you know, she's saying to Gamble, tell the truth, you know, you're selectively picking out what was in the text, you know, did you say this, this and this? And I'm like, can we just clarify why Gamble said those things? Gamble didn't out of nowhere just text those things to Angelique.
She was responding to
what Angela said. And as far as I'm concerned, they're fully justified because they're not remotely close.
The letter of superiority is a great way to describe that text.
Yeah, it really is.
There's no better way. And look, Chica's responses, golden.
I know.
She was right. She was being dragged back to season one again.
Yeah, ooh, I know.
There's a bit of, I don't have this kind of stuff around, you know. This doesn't happen
anymore. And I tell you what, Gamble was on fire. Like when she said to Kyla that she didn't have a backbone, I'm like, okay, girl, you
fuck you, Kyla.
Yeah,
she was backing herself hard, and
she really was.
Great to see Gamble backing out for poor Lana and Rosie. This was argument tennis. It was like, huh? Wait, what? It was all going on. There was very good pointing from Gam Gam too. Lots of good pointing straight down the absolute manicured nose of Kyla. And then poor old Simone, right? She rightly weighs in to point out how she didn't get an apology and no one is defending her.
Costs
nothing
wrong
to say sorry, says Simone.
Yeah. And then, Jackie, you know, even Jackie concedes that, she should have, you know, been more supportive of Simone. But
this resurfaces Cherry's feelings about Simone. So we just know there's a scab that has been unpicked that will not settle itself. I did write, and I know this was optimistic. Hopefully this is the end of talk about the narcissist. I mean, a man can hope.
We know that it's not. Enjoy Janet and the other girls, the OGs, telling Kyla and Cherry that Angela is no longer their problem and it's not their responsibility to continue defend her. And I enjoyed that. I thought that
was a really good way.
It was a mature way to close off the discussion for tonight, at least.
Oh, and I think to try and bring the two remaining newbies kind of into the fold.
Exactly. You know,
where there had been this schism, it's very clear the narcissist has been the cause of this divide. And because they've chosen to support her, but very clearly have wanted to stay. And I think if you want to be really cynical, they've wanted to stay where the money is.
Yeah.
You know, this is where the paycheck is. You leave early, you're not going to get paid your full contract. Move out of that nice house, nice apartment that we've been paying for in production land. But I think on one hand, it's a really positive wrap up. And we think, maybe it's going to be all beer and Skittles and things.
But then,
Janet, I'm sorry you didn't love us, but not but everyone, not everyone can, love, can us. Love us. And then Jackie, with probably the best closer of the night, I want dessert.
Bless her.
Next feed those time,
babies.
However,
feed those please, babies.
You've got to get the food into you. Oh, and sorry, one more thing from Gam Gam.
Fuck you, Kyla.
Exactly. Now, in the sizzle for next week's episode, something is amiss for Janet. She can feel it in her dried up waters. Kyla.
Fuck you, Kyla.
Is still stirring the waters in a meeting with Simone, which I thought was weird. But
yeah, that, we'll
that
take is
that on board. And how is that weird friggin' oversized black bow sort of thing that she had going on? Now, Simone gets to relay the message to Janet regarding the allegation of the break-in, which again fires up the conflict.
Fuck you, Kyla.
And finally, we get some more fuckins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, look, I think
at the end of that, the fight that's coming next episode, Kyla just drops her shit again and the fuckins come out.
I feel like next week we'll get virtually no filler. It'll make up for tonight.
Conflict to conflict to conflict. That's what I think we're going to see.
Yeah, which is what we want.
What an amazing episode. I mean, so much filler, yet we absolutely got to the absolute gold. Two boys for Jackie and Ben. And we do want to point out that that was indeed the precursor prediction from Nick and Malk. So if you want the truth about the Housewives, you come to the Unreal Housewives podcast with Nick and Malk. Nick, how can people find us if they need to find us?
And they can find us on Instagram at the Unreal Housewives podcast. And
if they want to find us on Facebook?
On Facebook, the Unreal Housewives podcast, and on our Instas and Twitters, Nick McLaughlin at Steve Malk.
Much less interesting than the actual Unreal Housewives podcast, because there's GIFs, there's videos, there's fuckins. I mean, there's all sorts of shit going on over there. You really want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
We do need to talk about the question of the week feedback. Now, I did throw out, there's two questions of the week. We went guilty this week. We went hard. Have you been a scapegoat, or what's going on, or what's your best or worst new mum advice? I just want to reinforce this. This is probably a bit of both. That Flemington did some damage to Kylie Snatch. That's probably a scapegoat issue there. And here's a great one from Nikki. I'm not personally a scapegoat, but I use my husband as a scapegoat every time I try to get out of going to my extended family's parties or Christmas gatherings. I just tell them he has to work or he is unwell. Poor man. He has had fake conjunctivitis four times. As soon as I have kids, I plan on using them as a scapegoat for not going. That's Nikki, great new mum advice as well, Nikki.
Nikki, you and milk it like that. Mm. We used like the whole babysitter thing.
Run it into the ground.
If you want to get away from something early, you need to get home because the babysitter's only in grade 10 and they want to get home. Just a tip, and this sort of goes into the best new mum advice or new dad, is don't ever use your kids as a scapegoat by saying that they are sick, because that will come back to us.
Never
give your kids a fake illness to get out of something. Never do it.
Unless you're into Munchausen's by proxy, and then it's
unless that. But no, make your husband sick, make your wife sick, make anyone. Yeah. It could be anyone. You can kill people, but not the kids, because karma's a bitch.
Yeah, Oh, mate, and for sure, like, you can have 1,000 aunties die. That's totally fair.
Yeah, fair. Everyone is fair game except your kids.
Or even better, on the edge of death, not quite dead, but they're not well.
But you need to be there.
I can see death from it.
The worst piece of parenting advice, which is fairly universal, sleep when the baby sleeps. It's bullshit. Yeah.
No, for sure.
It's rubbish.
The only time that's true is when it's dark outside and then you're exhausted.
But also, it's only going to be for 2 or 3 hours, and that's worse than, like, broken sleep is worse than, one small.
It's so fatiguing. Oh, my God. Yeah. I remember really clearly my eldest, my son, think I was going to be super dad. You know, I'm there. Don't worry, darling. When the baby crows during the night, I'll get up. I will change the nappies. I will present the baby to you, and then I'll put the baby back to bed. That's my job. Even though I've got a full-time job, you're the new mum. You need all the help you can get. I'm there. That's fine. And I did it. The amount of times that I took child back into room and thought, I'll just sort of, you know, give him a bit of a pat, sit in the rocking chair, and woke up 2 hours later with him in my chest.
Yeah.
Like, There was one time where I legitimately woke up and I went, oh, where am I? And I had one of those jump wake up, like, oh my God, I know where. And then I went, yeah. Oh, the baby. Oh, the baby. Like, it was not a good thing.
Yeah, no.
I don't recommend it, but, it, you know.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Whatever.
That continues to be a plan and a general rule in our house that I am the best dad ever. Here we go. Here, look, this is great advice from Cara. My sister had twin boys. They didn't sleep properly for 6 months. Big love to Jackie and Ben. Look, if they're not really sleeping. They're either not sleeping. I have Lana on the night shift. Or, a wet nurse.
Yeah.
Just someone else.
Nothing wrong with that.
Mate, whatever you need to keep those puppies growing.
Whatever it takes.
Jackie would need to be on a milking machine. So you wouldn't need a wet nurse, just bottles. Because literally... Oops. How professional are we? Nick McLaughlin's phone is ringing.
Oh, my God, how embarrassing.
Is that important? Do you need to take a call?
It's my sister, so I will...
Oh, we better wrap this up because you've managed to smash things. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, great. Friends, we're so glad that you could join us. You know where to find us. Instagram, Facebook, it's all of the things. We need to go before we get out of here. Who's your MVP for the Epnik? You don't care anymore.
I forgot to think of an MVP. I'm going to say Chica.
It's hard Chica. To pass. Yeah. Chica. For sure. Everything went into that baby shower. It was amazing. Big props for Chica, bad girl for the episode. There is only one person that could possibly
be her last time
at being the bad girl for the episode, and that is the nurse.
Could she be the bad girl in absentia going forward?
It would be a cop-out on our behalf, but I don't think that's unreasonable.
Yeah, I think
that's all right. Friends, we will be back next week for even more Unreal Housewives podcast with Nick and Mock fun. We're planning on having a conversation, and it might be with someone whose name rhymes with planet. But no guarantees. We're doing our best. And
we're working hard because we know people. We're talking to people.
Mate, we are people.
We're connected.
Yes, as our good friend Gamble likes to say.
Fuck you, Kyla.
That's been us. We hope you have a great time. It's good night. The Unreal Housewives podcast. I've been Mog.
I've been Nick.
And that's us. See ya.
Bye.